I'd like to welcome to the studio Subtlety, and this is Tracy. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, that's all right. It's nice weather. You've chosen a good day to come down.
Yes, nice and hot.
Nice and hot, yeah. And windy, yeah, as well. All right, now, you're doing solo work now under Subtlety.
Yes, songwriting.
Yes, and reason I picked you out was that I kept seeing your name coming across my Facebook page for Mismatch. And I'm thinking, who is this lady? I don't know who this lady is. So I thought, well, why not get you in and we could talk about, you know, maybe what you've done in the past. I've jumped the gun. I was going to play this one of your tracks. I've talked to you straight away, but and this is how old would Promises be?
Probably a year. Yeah, I reckon because you played my first song. One of my first songs. You were the first radio station.
Oh, really?
To play Miles from Home.
Ah, yes.
That was my first radio play song. So that was a real thrill.
Oh, wow.
And the local.
Excellent.
They played my first, songs as well, yeah.
Oh, excellent. Well, let's listen to this Promises one.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Lovely, Tracy.
Oh, thank you.
Now, do you want to let me know about actually how you come about to put it all together? You were saying that you obviously record it and do all the work yourself.
Yeah, I had to learn everything.
Yeah.
So I started out, I've never learned an instrument. I've always been a singer.
Yes.
And I decided to learn the piano.
Oh, lovely.
And I got a wonderful piano teacher called Peter Nikolic. People know in Adelaide. I've been with him for probably about 3 years now.
Excellent.
And he's a fantastic piano teacher and he's helped me along the way with learning chords. And when I started learning the piano, he said to me, "You will start to write your own music soon." And I'm like, "No, I can't do that." And he was right. It was like a year in, and the music just started filling my head, and lyrics started coming out, and I just started putting it all down. And then I had to learn how to record and set up a home studio, and then I had to learn how to market things on socials and it's a big job if you're independent.
Yes.
Yeah, it never stops. Yeah.
Well, that's right. You can never stop learning, can you? You have to, you know, it changes too. It doesn't always stay the same.
Yeah. I've had lots of support from people that I've been in bands with in Adelaide for the last 30 years.
Oh,
they've
wonderful.
Been really supportive. Everyone I've run into, if you're doing your own music,
yes.
And you can't do it without them.
I guess you need their support in to give you encouragement.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Indie artists need that because you need confidence because when you write songs, you'll probably learn more about the person from their music than you will just talking to them because, you know, your music says everything about you, I suppose, doesn't it?
Well, it's a story, isn't
it?
Yeah. And you're putting that story into a song composition and then you're singing it and in your case you're playing it and going further than that even.
Yeah.
So,
And I think I'm learning all the time.
Yes.
And I've joined a fantastic group in America as well called Band Together, and they have about 5,000 followers and they have been great to bounce ideas off. And,
excellent.
And we all support each other's music, and that's been really helpful. well.
No, that's good. I mean, yeah, it doesn't just have to come from Australia. It can come from everywhere.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
I'm an advocate of AMRAP music.
Yep.
From all around the nation. I like playing new stuff. Also, I have a friend who's a previous announcer, and he gives me a whole heap of stuff. I think I haven't even heard of this lot, you know, and away we go. And
we need
some of their music.
Yeah, we need platforms, don't we?
True.
To play the music, and the radio stations in Adelaide, they're fantastic, the community ones.
Yes.
And even the community radio stations interstate as well.
Yeah.
They're really supportive of Adelaide music as well.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I mean, we're fortunate here in Adelaide. We do have a lot of talented people.
Yep.
In all genres, I could say, you know. And it's not just Adelaide too. I had a couple that come from Whyalla. They got their own production area company up there. And, you know, they're doing their stuff for the country, because probably up there wouldn't have been much in the initial stages when they started. So,
it's technology, isn't it? It can, you know, you can get your music heard worldwide.
Yes, that's right.
I've got people in Europe that like my music as well.
That's excellent.
And it's so flattering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I had a great... today,
mm-hmm.
I found out, I got an email last night that I was nominated in the pop category for the SA Music Awards.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, and I thought it was a scam
email. Yeah. Yes.
I read it over and over, and I'm like, this can't be right.
Is it real?
Yeah. And sure enough, I went online and had a look, sure enough. So that's really satisfying when something like that happens in your hometown. Mm. Yeah.
Knowledge for your hard work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is hard work, but it's what I love.
Yes.
It's what I want to do.
You're passionate about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm like, when I get my mindset on something that I like doing,
Oh, good, good. Tell us about some of the would-be cover bands that you were with before.
Yes, I played in a very popular cover band called Jump and Jive, who was still going.
Okay.
50s and 60s music we did. Uh-huh. And we also did some temporary stuff like ABBA and Neil Diamond and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
So we were very popular for a lot of years in Adelaide. And the guys are still going, which is great news. And I think they've got some gigs interstate coming up next year. They're going to Canberra and Western Australia, I think, as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. Things have opened up now that, you know, it's been more than 12 months now that COVID has sort of, I don't know, gone in the background, I guess. Still there, but it's in the background.
But I've been playing in other bands in Hindley Street in the 80s too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did John Cougar cover bands called The Outfit, and was in the Watt Jockeys as well.
Oh, excellent.
That was the first band that I was in.
Yeah, yeah.
But the main one was Jump and Jive. I was in for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had great success in that band, really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So I'm just doing something different now, and I've always sort of wanted to write my own songs, but I think... they didn't really sound very good when I first started, but definitely learning an instrument, learning the piano, changed everything for me.
Yeah, you can now hear it.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. And it actually has made me, I think it's made me a better singer.
Yes.
Too, because...
It's all right.
Oh, who's that?
Damn phone, doesn't matter what
wish
I do.
Wish I could play like that.
Sorry about that. Yeah, but it does. An instrument would keep you in key, wouldn't it?
I've learnt so much, playing the piano. And the songs just keep coming and I just can't switch it off.
Good.
So I'm just going to keep going for as long as I can.
Yeah.
And I think I've done about 7.
Yes.
I'm on my 8th one now. I've just released Purple... Circles,
which is what I got lined up next.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, shall we play that?
Sure.
One? Okay. Here's Purple Circle by Subtlety. Key, just a key, flame alive. There we go. That was Purple Circles. And that's your most recent track?
Yes.
Wonderful.
I've just finished another one.
Have you? That's what's still to be mixed?
Well, it's all finished.
All finished.
It's gone to Spotify now.
Yeah.
So we've put it in the hands of the gods.
Oh, the gods. Yeah.
And because it takes a month for them to
do all their checks.
Yeah, and get it to all the stores and things like that.
Yeah. Oh, good.
So hopefully I'll have an album. It's funny though, because the first songs that I did, everybody was so lovely that I used to play with, and bands and my family and friends. Oh, keep going, Tracy. Sounds good, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I hear back the stuff that I did when I first started,
yes,
because I've been doing it for about 3 years now, I sort of want to go back and redo them all as well, because...
Well, why not? You can.
Remaster
them.
Yeah.
Or re-record them as well, yeah.
Yeah. Because I would like to... That is a goal of mine, to sort of put out a little album, and I would like to redo them all, though. So that's going to take a while.
It's not easy, you know, to take the time. You need to take the time to set aside to do each one by each one at a time.
Takes at least a month and a half of, you know.
Yeah. Maybe we can have it for Easter next year.
Yeah.
I'm just adding up the time.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Set myself a goal.
Yeah. Could try that. Ready for It's funny.
It's painstaking.
I guess it is. Now, I've got one lined up here at the moment. It's called Ring Your Bell. Do you want to tell me a little bit about this track?
Yes, Ring Your Bell. So that song is about sort of chasing your dreams, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And... I sort of didn't really know where I really fitted within music after I gave up singing live.
Okay.
In bands.
Mm.
I knew I wanted to do something, and I always wanted to write, and I thought, well, how can I go about achieving that? And I thought, well, I really have to learn an instrument, so learnt the piano, and I suppose it's about having confidence in yourself to just put yourself out there, because when you're songwriting, that's what you're doing. You're sort of saying, this is me, and this is
what
my views on life, and this is what I've got to say. And
as
my piano teacher said, well, you've got a lot to say, Tracy. And I said,
See,
I
there
have.
You go.
So you just start from the beginning, and I suppose it's a song about just believe in yourself and ring your own bell.
Yeah.
Just go for it.
And have
and
a go, yeah.
Have a go.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And teach yourself to dream. Fight for the things that you believe. What a lovely, lovely song, Ring Your Bell by Subtlety. Tracy, that's probably a very close to your heart, that song, isn't it?
It is, yeah. The first time I did harmonies and strings. So as I've gone along, I've introduced more and more to make it more full sounding, because it's just me and the piano.
Yes, that's right. Sometimes it can be
a bit
quiet.
Yeah, I suppose it.
Yeah.
There's a place for that.
And then,
you know, I'd like to do lots of different things. Like at the moment, it's amazing as an independent artist, if you connect with other people, you can do collaborations with other people.
Yeah.
And I have met a producer in Switzerland who likes one of my songs.
Okay.
And that's going to be released soon too. He's put a total different spin on one of my songs that I've released.
Oh, excellent.
And, so I suppose it's just being versatile, I suppose.
Yeah, and probably not being and being unafraid to try new things.
Yeah, try new things, yeah, for sure.
Are we ever going to see you do a live concert with you on the piano?
That would be good, wouldn't it?
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose I have to get the material first to do it. So I'm just plugging away. I suppose if each song takes about a month and a half.
Yes.
And I've done seven.
Yeah.
How much do you need? It has to be a feature, I think, half-hour bracket.
Well, it just depends. Yeah. It depends where you are when you do it, isn't it? What location?
I think the opportunity will come when it's supposed to, I think. I'm just, I'm just letting things grow and see where it takes me and, just enjoy what I'm doing, I suppose.
Exactly. Now, people can contact you on what platforms? Facebook?
Yes, Facebook, Instagram. I'm on Bandcamp.
Oh, yes.
So on Spotify as well.
Right.
So with Spotify, you can get your songs on other people's playlists as well, which is really good exposure.
Yeah.
But you don't make much money on Spotify.
No.
But it's I suppose it's not for that really. I mean,
exposure.
It's just exposure really for an artist. So Bandcamp is really good because they only take 15% of when you sell your songs on there. The artist gets 85%.
That's
goes
awesome.
Straight into your PayPal account.
Yeah, I buy so it's buy really songs good. Through there a fair bit.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, because the artist gets the money straight away.
Yeah,
and it's our time.
Yes,
time really is more precious than money because to give your time to a song.
Yes.
Is going to mean more than what a dollar value is going to mean, isn't it? Because
that's right.
We're only here for so long
on
this planet.
And exactly.
So I sort of feel, I would like my music to resonate with people, and if it helps them in any way, that's my goal too. Music is a great healer, and we sort of need it, don't we, in the world we live in?
And I think as a family situation, it's your legacy that you're passing on to.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Very blessed to be able to do it, for sure.
All right, Tracy, what we're going to do now, I'm going to play the landscape of your life. And I just want to say thank you. Did you want to say anything about this particular track at all?
This is the one that's been remixed.
Right.
And I'm going to release it separately. And it's totally something I've never, ever done before. It doesn't sound anything like I've ever done before. It'll be exciting, yeah. So I just wanted to say thank you for playing, one of my first songs. It was such a thrill to hear it on the radio station, and it gives you confidence to just keep going.
Oh, good. I'm happy to play. I dedicate half an hour. Sometimes I might do more. But I just feel it's an opportunity for maybe the artists to get their music played when they normally might not get any
absolutely.
Airtime.
It's so hard for indie artists to just jump into a commercial station and say, play this. You've got to go through hoops.
No, they're playing
the
same music they played 10 years ago. I listened the other day and I thought, oh, my God, yes, I remember that 10 years ago. Yeah, but anyway, that's their fault, not you as an artist. All right. Well, thank you for coming in tonight. I appreciate
you
taking your time and coming in and letting us know about your music, why you're doing it, and your hopes for what's coming up.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
I'm going to play a landscape of your life to finish us up. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Stay.